Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a crisp morning across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies while Tel Aviv sees a touch of morning mist. Haifa is waking to a gentle breeze, perfect for an early walk or a warm coffee outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that three people died in East Jerusalem as a family feud escalated into gunfire and Molotov cocktail attacks. This happened earlier this hour. Also, Ynet reveals rising tensions between Israel and Turkey in Syria. This follows Israeli strikes and warnings from Netanyahu to Ankara. Also this hour, JNS discusses a potential opportunity for Israel and Saudi Arabia to normalize relations through biotechnology. Separately, JTA notes the remains of the last Israeli soldier missing from the Sultan Yaqub battle in the First Lebanon War have been found. This was reported 63 hours ago. And finally, Axios highlights a rift between Mike Rogers and AIPAC impacting the Michigan Senate race, reflecting AIPAC's waning influence amid Gaza conflict sentiments. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 posted just minutes ago about the UAE's completion of protective barriers around fuel tanks in Abu Dhabi, intended to deter future Iranian threats. In a post from earlier, this ongoing war retweeted a call for a fact-based investigation into Jordan's claim regarding its U.S. treaty, linked to the extradition of a terrorist mastermind. Balaz News reported an hour ago that Hamas flew four kites into Israel, landing in Kibbutz Nahal Oz, sparking calls for immediate action from residents. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the violence in East Jerusalem. According to the Jerusalem Post, one person died in the initial family feud, while Israeli security forces shot two others. The incident highlights ongoing tensions and the challenge of maintaining order in volatile neighborhoods. This raises concerns about community safety and the potential for further unrest. Turning to the Israel-Turkey tensions in Syria, Ynet reports that Israel's recent strikes came less than a month after talks of peace, now overshadowed by deepening tensions with Turkey. Netanyahu's warnings add a layer of diplomatic strain, suggesting a possible escalation in regional hostilities. Meanwhile, JNS explores the potential for biotechnology to pave the way for Israel-Saudi normalization. As both nations look to expand their technological cooperation, this sector could serve as a bridge, fostering economic and diplomatic ties. Such developments could shift regional alliances and open new avenues for collaboration. In earlier reporting, JTA shares the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains, an Israeli soldier missing since 1982. Katz was last seen during the Battle of Sultan Yaqub in the First Lebanon War. His remains bring closure to his family and underscore the enduring impact of historical conflicts. Finally, Axios sheds light on the political dynamics in Michigan, where AIPAC's influence is waning amid voter discontent over Gaza. This rift with Mike Rogers reflects broader challenges for pro-Israel lobbying groups navigating current American political landscapes. On the economic front, first, Katech reports Israel's launch of a consortium to develop quantum-safe communication networks. This initiative unites 9 tech companies and 6 universities to protect against future cyber threats. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the sale of a penthouse in Rehovot's Kedar neighborhood for 5.5 million shekels. This marks a significant transaction in the city's real estate market, reflecting ongoing demand for upscale housing. And finally, Walla Business reveals that Bank Leumi is suing Meta for approximately 26 million shekels. The lawsuit alleges that Meta's platform facilitated fraudulent activities, impacting customers and financial institutions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.